think that's the best policy. Just leave, let sleeping dogs lie. Okay, let's get started. We're traveling through another dimension. It is a dimension as vast as hope and as timeless as reality. It is the middle ground between silence and noise, between insight and idiocy. And it lies between the pit of our fears and the summit of our knowledge. This is the land of imagination. It's an area we call Handkerchief Dynasty. I'm, as always, your secret professor, joined tonight via astral link by the High Priest of Werther's Magic. Hello, High Priest.
Hello.
Yeah, I mean, let's just get right into it. We're recording post game four. It was a pretty intense affair. It was like there's an expression, I don't know the exact saying, but it was like tighter than a bull's ass in fly season out there. You know what I mean? It was a different, completely different type of hockey than the first three games. We kind of had this seesaw first three games. Oh, game two. Oh, everyone wants to crucify Skinner, blah, 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 blah. I mean, Skinner silenced the critics tonight. That's for fucking sure. He was totally solid. They kept him to the outside as a team. And then, we cash in on the power play. And that's all she wrote. What are your thoughts, High Priest?
Yeah, it was kind of more like a baseball game tonight than a hockey game. It felt like I was watching a baseball game for a lot of it. It had that sort of pace where it was just like the longer the game went on, the greater significance every little play had.
That kind of glacial accumulation. Yeah, because you're kind of, after a while, you just kind of lean back in your chair and you're like, well, I'm just going to wait for something to happen. It was like a baseball game. But then slowly, as it crept towards the end, you're like, who's going to score here? We need like a run. Oh my God.
It was crazy. That was like that's a game that I think should last in our collective memories. Like that was
Oh,
like
absolutely.
sort of like a perfect game. Like, I don't know.
Well,
People always
it's
were.
perfect for us to win a game that style, that by the skin of your teeth, grit, World War One, just war of attrition, this like deranged lieutenant blowing his whistle, being like, go out there, men, go out there, get out there. They're all just like fighting over 100 meters. Like it was like a war of attrition, which is totally different than the first three games were. First
It
three games were
feels
like a
like.
groovy discotheque. Like everyone was playing on like roller skates and dancing with like a shining lights all about vivid colors.
I don't know if like the Kings have a better game in them. Like the Kings must be feeling pretty
That's
like
what Bob said, the
frustrated.
exact same thing. Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Not Bob Stauffer, my uncle Bob, if you don't know. Also, Bob Stauffer said the same thing. That's 3 out of 3. Yeah, they totally don't. They're going, I mean, they have to be getting approaching dejection, not Toronto Maple Leafs down 3 games to 1 dejection quite, but like some dejection because they're a proud team. I mean, I got to be honest, I love LA as a market. I love their fans. They're like dyed in the wool hardcore hockey fans. I love each and every one of them to death. If I was capable of cheering for a second team, I might consider the LA Kings. But we're at war right now. And until that war is over, all attempts at being affable must be suspended across the university. I mean, there's been a lot of controversy on campus, so it's like, okay, everyone just stop being affable entirely. There'll be no affability.
And I don't know like what they're going to do for the next game. 'Cause I don't know.
I mean, they've done a pretty good job of coming up with new stuff each game so far. It's kind
Yeah,
of like
that's
they've
what I
had to go to
mean. That's what
four
I mean.
consecutive birthday parties, and each time they brought a new, interesting,
Yes.
innovative, personalized, thoughtful gift. It's like, because the first game, it was just like, all right, let's fucking go. And they kind of played their 1-3-1 pretty hard, and they always kind of
Brutal.
overcame it. That was fine. The second game, I don't even know what happened. It was like a crazy, like anything goes
Discotheque. The
discotheque.
discotheque.
And then game three, it was just like, okay, we're gonna bring like a sack of shit to the Oilers game, and the Oilers are just gonna like run roughshod over us. But then this game, they brought, okay, we're gonna make zero mistakes, and we're gonna take zero risks. We're like Soviet and American war planners during the Cold War, like mutual assured destruction. Nobody launch a nuke. No, stay back. Don't launch your nuke. No, don't launch the missile. Just keep the missiles. Everyone just stay, hold. And it almost worked for them. I mean, like they were the better team for much of that game.
No,
And
I don't know
until
about
it's
that.
well, I
I
mean,
don't know about
it was
that.
even Steven. It was even Steven, pretty
I
much.
mean, the Oilers weren't getting offensive chances, but it's not like the Kings were getting like quality looks. Like
The Oilers had the better quality chances in the first period for
the
sure.
Oilers' defensive game tonight was like one of the best I've ever seen. Like right
Yeah.
down to the way they were playing when the Kings pulled Riddick at the end.
Or they wanted to
Like,
pull Riddick and they couldn't because the Oilers were like keeping possession
yeah,
so
and
well.
like
Yeah.
exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, like they kept him, the Oilers kept him to the outside like the whole night. They kept them to the outside so well that they were like putting on scarves and jackets and hats. Like they were like literally like putting on their outside shoes. They were seen outside the arena looking a little confused as to how far outside the Oilers had pushed them.
Yeah, man.
It
The
was
idea
great.
that the idea that the Kings were the better team, like I know, like
Well, for portions.
I don't know, man. I'm not sure I agree with that. I
It was
don't think they had
close.
like much going on. Like we scored, it was a 1-0 game. The Oilers scored the one. So I would have to say that the Oilers were the better team. Like
Let's
in a 1-0 game,
here, let's, yeah,
calling
let's.
the other, you know what I mean?
No,
Like they're
you're right. No, I said, I thought they looked like the better team for portions is what I really meant to
No,
say. They weren't the better team.
disagree.
Like
Disagree.
in the first half, they were still in there. It's funny. I want to talk about the goal because it was a beautiful power play goal from Bouchard. Like just like a magical, you could see how hard they were covering Dry and Connor on that right
Yeah, for
side.
sure.
And like
Yeah.
you're like, oh, this opens things up for Bouchard or Nuge, and it's like, and you're just waiting for it to happen. But like the penalty, I was watching the LA feed, and they were really griping about the penalty. And I was thinking about it, and they were kind of right. It wasn't a hold, but I will stipulate it looked like a hold. It definitely looked like a hold, which is basically the same thing. So
Yeah,
it's
I
fine.
mean, I would say it wasn't not a hold, you know?
No. I mean, it's also like, you drop your stick, you just start punching the other guy with both arms. I mean, is that really like what it's all supposed to be about now? It could have been a
Yeah.
roughing maybe. But the Oilers power play and like the King, like the special teams battle is like not even like a battle. It's like the phony war, like 1942.
Everything about the Oilers tonight was like perfect. Like that was nearly perfect. Like
That
the
was
penalty
gorgeous.
kill was perfect. The power play was perfect. The goaltending was perfect. It only took one goal. We had like hardly, they had hardly any shots. Like it was crazy. I think the Oilers were the better team for the entire game. Like the Kings, you know, they might have been in the Oilers' end, but like nothing was going on.
I
Like
think, okay,
they
hold
weren't
on.
getting high
I
quality
think
chances.
this is why I got that mistaken impression. It's like the metaphor is like this style of like a game of like silence. It was what LA brought to the table. They've come four birthdays in a row. They brought a new present each time. The present this time was the elevator doors opened. The Oilers were standing in the elevator silently. The Kings come in and they just choose not to say anything. They choose not to say, to make any small talk, right? So like they're just like, we're gonna die in silence together. And the others are just like, seriously, you're not gonna say anything, motherfucker? Okay, fine. And then the Oilers eventually, took it to them, went to the top floor. But it was kind of because the Kings kind of showed up with this new game plan, and like it was like I feel as though I ascribed them, a quality of play that I mightn't have otherwise, if it wasn't for the fact that it kind of just felt like they're pulling everything out. The kitchen sink is like 20 meters behind us net right now.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm curious as to see what they'll do next game. I know they'll do something. Like they're, like you said, it's a proud hockey team. Like they're not just gonna roll over. They haven't yet, really. They've come with something different each time. It's just like not working.
And I think it's also kind of interesting. Like, what do you think of like the coaching battle at this point? Because it also seems as though like the Kings coach, I don't know if he's responsible for the Kings coming out four different ways from Sunday so far. But
Yeah,
like,
the Kings coach is like a schmuck, clearly. Like who is that guy?
I don't even know. He's an interim. What's his name? No, Hill is Hiller the Canucks coach? No, I think
No,
Hiller's the
that's his
Kings
name,
coach.
Jim Hillard. Jim
Yeah, Jim
Hillard.
Hiller. Yeah. I don't know. He lives
No
under a hill
idea.
like a hobbit. I have no idea. I mean, like to keep track of all the like new coaches. I mean, of course, like the ones that have long-standing reputations as being psychological abusers. Those ones I can remember. That's easy. Or like,
But
or.
Jim Hillard is like the new, like that's the guy who took over from Coach Toad.
That's right. That's right. Well, I love Coach Toad. No one's gonna replace Coach
Oh,
Toad. The thing is,
amazing.
like. You
I
can't
can't believe
replace
they
Coach
I
Tubb.
can't believe he got fired. Like, it's ridiculous. Two coaches this year that definitely I don't think should have been fired. I mean,
No, it's true. But I brought up the coaching because I am still definitely digging the like l the kind of calm, collected, very like ordered and very stable approach to like coaching that Knobloch seems to have, you know?
I mean, Coach Knob is something else. Like, we haven't really talked about Coach Knob very much, but
No. I mean, he's like when you go and buy like pounds and pounds of delicious organic garlic, you know, and then you mince it all up and then you put it in a freezer bag and you make a little grid with like some dividers. Then you freeze it and then you have 100 different little 1 teaspoon things of fucking minced garlic forever. And you put it in everything and it's always there. It's like, yeah, where's the garlic? Where's the garlic? You don't even think about it. It's just there. It's just always there, reliable, in use for thousands of years throughout human history, garlic.
I'm interested to see what the world thinks of Coach Knob.
Yeah. No,
Like,
totally.
once it If he's ever in the spotlight, like, I'm interested to see how Coach Knob handles the spotlight.
Yeah. Well,
Like, as a human being.
it'll be the same. It'll be as it'll be exactly like, it's like imagine him going to the debutante ball and you know, he'll have like a really nice cut with a good silhouette, you know? Like not those not the way guys wear like low rise pants and then when they tie their or when they close their jacket they can see the shirt sticking out of the bottom. It's like no, you got to go for like the way Cary Grant wore his pants. It's like a
Remember
Cary
the way,
Grant kind of
like,
vibe.
you remember the way, like, Woody would, like, speak, though, compared to, like, the way Knobloch speaks?
Oh yeah, very
Like,
different.
it's
Yeah,
so different.
Jay Woodcroft is like a burning flame. He's got the heart of a Klingon, really, which is beautiful and something I always admire. But like Knobloch is like Lieutenant Commander Data, like in First Contact, where he's like half or organic, and he like has the best of both worlds, but he doesn't turn evil, which is I think what happens in Insurrection as well, or not Insurrection, First Contact. It's been a while. I
Like,
don't know.
his delivery is so, like, laconic and, like,
It's
just,
awesome.
like, yeah, it's crazy. It's
That's exactly
crazy.
that. Like, because the thing about his approach is, it's just got a higher level of reliability and consistency overall, especially in a market like Edmonton where people are throwing fucking grenades at you left, right, and center all the time. It's like, and coaches are just like, they're behind the podium fucking ducking left and right. They're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. It's like to have the guy who's like, he's standing there with like his army helmet on, you know, it's like not even really that askew. It's like barely askew. There's like the one strap dangling down, but it's not really like swinging back and forth because he's so like steady, you know? And he's like, I know you men need water. And I've talked to the general about it. Don't worry, I'm on it.
It's
Been
crazy.
watching a lot of World War II dramas lately.
I'm not sure how much of a coaching battle, like, there's been, but I will say that, like, the Kings might have been a little too slow getting Cam Talbot out of the net.
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I don't really think I don't I mean, I think our goaltending is just better and I think our team is just better. It's just that like it's almost like a it almost is truly like a mythic battle between, you know, dark and light. I mean, that isn't just because we were in the white uniforms and they were they're dark ones today. It's like I mean, the Kings, as much as I love the Kings, they do have a little bit of a Nazgul vibe. Like you wonder if like you know, some hobbits would like walk along a path that's like as skinny as the edge of a knife and go down into like the LA, go down to like the valley and like destroy a ring of power.
I
But like
guess what I'm
the
saying is,
Kings are playing with like a system though. It's like the ultimate system versus talent kind of like struggle almost.
I think, though, like what I'm saying is, like, I think we may have witnessed the end of Cam Talbot.
The end of Cam Talbot.
Yeah, I think, like, we just saw that happen.
Coming soon to FX Networks, the end of Cam Talbot.
Yeah, like, I don't see him coming back.
I mean, the Kings have been really like pretty solid for a while. They had a great year this year too, but it's
Yeah,
still
it's true.
it's felt like they're kind of hanging around the ball a little longer than everyone expects them to. I mean, like I don't think they're ever going to go full rebuild. I think they just maybe need to retool a little bit, but I don't know. They're a great team. I'm hoping we beat them in game five at
Do
home.
you think Riddick starts next game as well?
Probably, yeah, probably. He played pretty well. Well,
I mean,
I
he
don't
still
know.
lost.
I
He
mean,
only had
he didn't
like.
let in five. I think Talbot let in like 15 goals the first three games.
I know, but he only had like 13 shots or something.
It's true. That's still. It's really funny, actually. Before the game, the LA feed, they had like such a bullshit stat up. They were like comparing Stuart Skinner's stats through the first three games of the series to Rittich's regular season stats. And I was just like, what the fuck does that have to do with the price of tea at fucking Walmart, man? Like, what are you crazy? Like, you can't do
Yeah.
that. Oh, let's just pull these three games. And if you look at his, it's like, put up fucking Stuart Skinner's regular season stats then, bitch. Like, what are you doing? Have you all lost your mind? And who the fuck is that LA broadcaster that like dresses like a dandy? He's like a
Oh,
dapper
yeah.
Dan. What's the deal with that? What's going on there?
That guy's a former player. I know that.
I mean, I respect it, but I think if you're gonna dress with that much flair, a little less time in the tanning bed would help. Because you
Do you
need
think
like
his.
a you need a different, or he needs to meet with one of those Korean. Have you ever seen that Korean color consultation thing they do? It's
No.
amazing. It's like you sit down like you're getting a haircut, right? And they put like a thing over you, a little robe. What do you call those things when you get a haircut?
Yeah, cape.
Cape. So they put the cape on you, and then you sit down, and then they have this like these pieces of color, these huge pieces of colored paper that they kind of curl around your neck. And then they try like 20 of them. And then for like certain ones, they look better. They're like, oh yeah, that one matches your eyes and your hair and like blah, 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 blah. And it's kind of like magic. I'm into it. I've really
Wow,
wanted to try it
crazy.
for a while. Like find out what your true colors are. Speaking of which, there was actually another television event or something else I watched recently that brought me to tears. Did you know there's a multi-part Gilberto Gil documentary on Amazon?
Oh, really?
It's amazing. I've only started the first episode, but I was like, this is too good. I have to like save it. Yeah, it's like him. So he gets together with his entire like extended family, like all his children, all his grandchildren, etc. And they all isolate themselves, and they're gonna plan the set list for this European tour they're planning on all going on together. Because all like they're all musicians and shit, right? And then they have to go around the group and like advocate for like a certain song to be included or whatever, and like explain why
Interesting.
that song's meaningful to them and shit. It's like I was like, oh man, this is like already my favorite music doc of like all time. Yeah, it's called Family Gil. Gil Family. I think Gil Family. It's like 10 episodes, yeah.
Wow.
And then there's a second part where they go to Europe. So Oilers fans, check out the Gilberto Gil documentary on Amazon. So that shit'll change your life.
Yeah, you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, it's been a great series so far. We've had the drama of the game two loss, you know, to kind of like mix in there for a little bit of like heft, a little bit of ballast. I don't know though. Like I was kind of on the edge of my seat to end this game, but I was also pretty confident based on how well they played the whole game that like we were going to bring it home, and they did. And it was really amazing to see them really prevent LA from like pulling the goalie for a solid like minute and a half. Like I haven't really seen that
Crazy.
much.
Exactly. That's what I'm
Yeah.
saying. It was like a defensive gem. Like they were the better team on the ice because of how good they were
Yeah, no.
defensively.
They kept him to the outside. Like some LA players had to like come back to the arena post game. There was like two bus transfers, you know?
And
They're like,
like
what the fuck just happened?
so disciplined, like to play both teams. Like it was a
Isn't
it
that
was like a
interesting after the
master
last
discipline.
game, though? Like how much of
I
a
know.
lack of
Oh my
discipline was their
gosh.
last game?
Last game was like last game was one of the craziest games I'd seen in a while. Like it wasn't even that extreme. Like it just felt like the game had completely like ripped off of the wall. You know what I mean? And it
Absolutely,
felt
yeah.
like the officials were like way out of their depth.
Oh,
Like
big
they were
time.
just
They were
like there was a
short-circuiting. They were
couple
like,
five on.
we can't even announce what the penalties are, and we're not going to tell you what the penalties are for another 3 hours.
Like there was a couple five on threes in there that I just had no idea what was going on, and then just like accepted what had happened, you know?
Yeah, it was like the officiating in that game was like courtesy of like the Clinton Foundation or some crazy shit. It was just totally overwhelmed, totally like ne
Who
not nef well, I
were
guess
those
that's not
guys?
that nefarious, but like it is
Who were
interesting
those
because
guys?
I don't know, man. Exactly. Who the fuck were, like, I mean, the guys who officiated that game are like not coming back.
These guys would have been fired after that game, like immediately.
I have to also bring up while we still have time, and like it's pretty amazing. I will quickly say it's pretty amazing to see some of the guys on like the all-time goals leaders, playoff goal
Yeah.
leaderboards for the Oilers right now. Really interesting sight. But Kane has really arrived. He had a great quip with Spector. Did you see that post-game? Where like Spector's just like, "What is it that makes you so good in the playoffs?" And then Evander's just like, "Oh, it's just the drama of it all. I enjoy it." It's like, dude, like check. Mate, that is like possibly one of the best all-time answers in like a post-game scrum. But yeah, what are your thoughts on Kane and any other of the supporting players that you want to call out?
Yeah, Kane's playing pretty good. Who else do I think's playing pretty
Pretty
good?
good. I think we're getting good minutes out of Perry. I think we're getting good minutes out of like a lot of the guys in the bottom six. Like Janmark randomly has been a certified
Holloway's looking
Janmark.
good. Holloway's
Holloway has
looking good.
randomly looked really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, Nuge is Nuge. Nuge had some killer defensive plays today where I was just like,
Oh my
yeah, especially
gosh,
someone
that
like
was
near the end of the game and
crazy.
shit. It's like that guy, he's a defensive stalwart and
They
he
all
always will
did.
be. Everyone
Dry
did, yeah.
too. Dry was a beast
Dry, yeah.
defensively.
I mean, Connor. Connor really
That was
like at
crazy.
that point when Connor really started to like he really evolved. It's actually interesting when you look at his evolution as a playoff performer because a big part of that has been in series against the LA Kings, you know?
Yeah,
Like
so true.
they kind of awakened the Kraken within McDavid to a certain extent, or he awoke up within himself. And yeah, it's just incredible the level of play we're getting from those guys right now. You know, like
Yeah.
I mean, if we play this well. Like from here on out, I'm really liking our chances. I actually think we have another gear we could hit too.
We'll see. I mean, the West is going to be tough to get out of, I think.
It's true. Yeah, it really
There's some
is.
crazy teams in the West.
Well, I mean, I'm interested. I'm curious why, like, it's interesting to see Dallas on the ropes a little bit. Maybe not that surprising considering Mark Stone returning
Vegas
and
is a
Vegas, but you
powerhouse.
know, they won last year.
Yeah, they're the champs.
I mean, the Canucks took a really, really interesting series lead today. That was a really interesting end to that game.
Crazy. Crazy. The Canucks have Canuck magic right now. And Canuck magic is one of the most fucking volatile substances on the face of the earth.
It's the
And
proximity of the Pacific, yeah.
The world is messing with that magic right now. It's crazy.
There's a little bit of a there's a Faustian thing going on with the Canucks magic sometimes a little bit, don't you
Oh,
think?
well, that's the whole thing. That's what makes it the world's most
Yeah.
volatile substance.
Yeah. Go and read Faust, everybody. And then I think Boston's awoken a little bit of the Boston magic too. Like there's some Bruins magic right now too.
I'm not sure if it's Bruins. I'm not sure. It's just the Toronto Maple Leafs are like one of the most depressing things ever. Like I just
Yeah,
like it's legitimately like it's depressing to see that happen. And I by no means do I want them to win. Like I never want them to win. But watching it happen is like it's truly depressing. Like I feel bad for Maple Leafs fans, legitimately.
no, it's
Like
kind of like,
really like
yeah.
depressed for them. It
No, I
depresses
totally.
me.
I know exactly
That's
what
what
you
I'm
mean.
saying.
No, I know
Yeah.
exactly what you mean. It's kind of like when you have like a relative who's like an in-law who's like really cool. You know, they're not your favorite person, but they're like nice enough. You have some good laughs together once in a while, like the family shindigs. And then, you know, they have fallen some hard times and you're like, oh shit. And you kind of like look at them and you're like, oh man, they're going through that hard shit. And they're not like close enough to you that you like you're gonna say anything really, but you're just
Yeah.
like, oh, god damn it. Yeah, and then like besides that, I mean, I'm not really paying too close attention to a lot of the other series. I know Washington got swept, officially the first team eliminated. I believe by rules of the Dane law, that means that America has to move its capital. I'm gonna vote for Cincinnati.
Oh, good. That's a good choice. Interesting choice.
Well, Cincinnatus is a fascinating historical figure, my friend.
Yeah.
Kind of the man. I mean, he was probably a horrible human being in every way. But the namesake of Cincinnati, plus, you know, WKRP. Venus flytrap, etc. Did I tell you? I told you that I saw a bear actually in the flesh, right?
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, for those that don't know, I've had my first bear encounters. There was a bear staring at my door 20 minutes before I got home, very interested in going through the door and murdering me. So that was fun. I think he found out how much I've been feeding the ducks, and he's pissed off. I am like all about those ducks these days, man. Not the team, obviously, but the actual
No.
mallards. They're my little buddies. There's a family of there's geese as well, and there's like a little family of goslings. It was interesting
Yeah.
actually because I saw two of the goslings with another pair of geese, and I was like, oh, maybe they're like co-parenting because I'd seen them only with their parents all week. Then all of a sudden, they were like on this like little field trip. God
Weird.
damn it. Yeah, I'll never cheer for the Anaheim Ducks, but Ducks otherwise, full marks across the board.
Yeah, ducks are pretty cool. Not the Anaheim Ducks, though.
No, not the Anaheim Ducks. So glad we got Adam Henrique out of there. I'm kind of waiting to see what he's going to do in this because I think he's been fine. And I think he's fit in great since he came here too. I've loved his style of goal scoring so far, but like a Henrique goal would be pretty fucking. Has he scored yet, actually? Did he score
Yeah,
in game
he's
one?
got one.
Yeah,
I
he
think he
had
scored
one.
us. I think he scored the first goal, actually.
Yeah. I'm ready for another. To be honest, I'm also waiting for like McLeod. McLeod feels like one guy that's like kind of like gone quiet again, you know?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. He blocked a couple shots tonight. And he had like a really good chance. Like he threw it over to Hyman. It was like one of their better
Yeah,
chances.
I remember now. Yeah, that's right. That's right. You're right. You're right.
That was probably like their best chance the entire game, really.
Well, Draisaitl had a breakaway.
Yeah, I suppose, but it wasn't like a true breakaway. He was
It
kind of
was.
like on the outside and like he couldn't get over.
We played a great game. I mean, it's really wonderful because like it's actually kind of funny now because I've transitioned from like cheering for the team to do well. And I mean, I still do that, obviously, just by instinct and reflex. But what I'm really focusing on when I watch the games now is I'm cheering for myself to manage the stress well. You know, it's like I'm watching the game and I'm like, way to go, Secret Professor. You're like not smoking like five cigarettes at once and, like doing that thing where you like lift yourself up on the armchair with your arms. Your feet are like dangling in front of you.
Yeah.
Oh my God. When like the Bush goal. Fuck man, that Bush goal was like a transcended moment in time. Like it was like if you it would be it's it would be as beautiful as like the destruction of Alderaan from like the Empire's perspective if you were on from their side. That's what I mean. You know? Like wait, there's like a planet destroying majesty.
Yeah.
The way that motherfucker scores goals. Like we're so lucky to have that guy. It's insane. And it's really funny because
Yeah,
I
he's
was
pretty
totally
good
like
offensively. He's a defensive liability at
I
times.
actually so he made great defensive plays too, like everyone else tonight, man.
They all played. Tonight was a masterpiece, but at times, Evan Bouchard is a defensive liability.
I'm starting to think not really as much as most offensive defensemen of his ilk. Like what other like is he that much worse is he any worse defensively than any other 80-point defenseman out there? Well, I guess there's probably a few. Makar.
Yeah, like he
There's
is,
not
yes.
many.
I mean, I guess so. Like Hughes, he's like nowhere near as good as Hughes defensively.
That's true. Yeah, but it's a short list.
Yeah, I'm just saying he's great though. He's awesome. Oath like to have a Bush bomb in the arsenal in the tool bag is amazing.
Yeah.
That alone,
The
like I
emerge
take him for that.
like
He has to
the
be back there. That's the position he needs to play because that's where the Bush bomb operates from.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's like a combined arms unit where you have like your basic infantry and then you have your mortar and machine gun units.
Yeah,
It's all about
exactly.
placement, you know.
Yes.
Really like the emergence of him and the addition, and I would actually almost call it another emergence of Ekholm, because like Ekholm's stock was kind of low when we got him, bizarrely. I don't know what the fuck the Preds were thinking. But like those two, when added to the guys we have, CC, I be perfectly honest, I've been really happy with for a while
He
now.
scored. CC
Yeah.
scored, didn't
Yeah,
he?
he did. No, he scored. Yeah. Well, it looked like he
Crazy.
scored and it was Kane that tipped it in.
Oh yeah,
But
well, run off like his pants or something.
yeah, exactly. Like just the and then Kulak, you know, is still like it's gonna be t you kind of don't you don't want to get rid of Kulak anytime soon. And then Desharnais, like I'm dying for Broberg to be on this team yesterday. But the emergence of
Desharnais
Desharnais,
looked
it's like
great. Desharnais looked
it's
great
kind of
during the
crazy,
playoffs.
man. Desharnais, and he's such a different defenseman than all the than, I mean,
Yeah,
closest would be like
totally.
Nurse. And Ekholm has that kind of big toughness too. But like yeah,
It's just
Desharnais, like
different.
you
It's
moved
different.
the bigness and toughness slider all the way when the character
Yeah,
creation tool.
yeah.
And then like his forehead looks like you could project a movie on it, and you're like, oh man. The fucking guys in LA called him like Danny Desharnais. They're like, played out by Danny Desharnais. And I was like, who the fuck is Danny Desharnais, bitch? Come on.
Danny.
Danny. All right, let's start the wind down procedure here. So nice to speak on air with the High Priest of Oilers Magic. How are the various rites and rituals? Anything in the stars? Anything in High Priest world that you want to wax poetic on?
Not really. I mean, not too much. Like, I've just kind of been like, it's the same old rituals, the same old rituals and rites, the same old nightly routines this entire time. And now it's playoff season, so I don't know. It
You're so
hasn't
humble. You're so
been
humble, High Priest. My friends, he is in Göbekli Tepe right now doing God's work. Not only archaeologically, but astrologically.
archaeologically, man.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. The kids are loving the playoffs so far, I imagine.
They're pretty into it, both of them. It's like this is like a playoff run that will have like a stamp on it. Like this one will last, I think. Like we've kind of had a different viewing experience for each game, which is sort of crucial to a childhood playoff run, I think. Like each game has to be its own sort of a special universe, and it's kind of turned out that way. So yeah.
It's true.
Crazy.
Each game is kind of its own special universe in the playoffs, isn't it? It's like you enter the universe and you're like, I wonder what's going to happen here. Are they going to
Yeah,
play like
exactly.
a like crazy game of attrition out of nowhere? Like no one was expecting that tonight. That was the other thing. It was like such a shock. It was like, okay, this is the game. Wow.
And my son was pre expecting it. He called, he said 1-0. It was his prediction for the
And tell me
game.
what you said to him when he predicted one
No,
nothing.
I didn't actually say that, but I did like grind his gears. I was like, are you serious? And he was like, yeah, like it's gonna be like extremely tight. It's gonna be a close game. And I was like, are you serious right now? And he was like, yes. And it turns out like he was 100% right. His mind is gonna be blown when he wakes up in the morning.
Yeah, man, it's awesome. It's a good time. It's like I'm feeling very grateful for it all right now. There's a lot of gratitude in these games and being
Well,
honest,
like
man. Watching a team this well, this good.
yes. I mean, it's 3-1. Like, have the Oilers ever had like this amount of breathing room in a series against the Kings?
I'm not sure. It would be really nice if they could shut it down tomorrow or on a Wednesday, rather.
Yeah, man. Yes, please. Like a nice 5-game series. I could use one of those right about now. You know what I'm saying?
Precisa ver.